Okay, so we're back from our summer hiatus, and I'm hopeful that you had a good summer as well. Today, I am going to feature an episode that I've been teasing since I started this podcast oh so long ago. This is about the one and only Mick Karn. Now, originally, I was going to feature Mick in a larger episode on I guess, my favorite bass players or the best bass players that I have heard, but I instead decided that I think he deserves his own episode in order to really chart his path in the music business. And so today, here we are, Mick Karn. As you may know, Mick started his recording career playing bass for a UK post-punk band called Japan. Now, it wasn't long before Japan outgrew its original kind of snotty post-punk stylings and began kind of incorporating more of a new romantic or kind of soft jazzy approach using increasing amounts of space and tone. And so for our first two selections, I'm going to play a couple of Japan songs, and I think it's going to help chart the growth of the band. Much of the growth, I would argue, is due to Mick Karn's influence. And the reason I say that is when you hear some of his post-Japan work, I think it'll become more clear. So let's kick off the episode with a song called Suburban Berlin from Japan's 1978 album called Obscure Alternatives. Now, this is going to be a pretty long clip, and I'm doing that for really two reasons. First, by hearing where the band started, you're going to get a better idea of how the band grew over time. And kind of related to that, it shows how Mick Karn and lead singer David Sylvian fundamentally changed their approaches to music, both while in Japan and then, more importantly, their solo careers beyond Japan.
Thank you.
So now, 3 years later, near the end of Japan's run as a cohesive band, they released Tin Drum, and that's in 1981, so about 3 years after Obscure Alternatives. And by this time, Sylvian had developed a totally new sound, and of course, Mick Karn had outgrown his role as being just a part of the rhythm section. And his fretless bass becomes a feature or lead instrument. And again, that's where he goes in his post-Japan time as well. So from Tin Drum, 1981, here's a song called Still Life in Mobile Homes. Now, in that same year, 1981, Karn joins up with Gary Numan on Gary Numan's album called Dance. And I would describe this as two great tastes that taste great together. Many of you might not be familiar with this collaboration because Dance was really not among Gary Numan's best-known work. And so if you've not heard it before, I really invite you to jump on Amazon or Spotify or whatever service you prefer and definitely check it out. But today we're going to feature My Brother's Time from Gary Numan's 1981 album called Dance.
Thank you. I try to forget, and sometimes they do. Give love for the financial gain. She's so good with excuses and incorrect reasons. I'm tired of trying to win, and you're tired of me. She knows how to stand in the corner and whisper the words that you need. She knows how to stand in the corner and whisper the words that you need. Don't you wake up, dance. Then what happens to her? What's done is done, and everything's different somehow. And I keep a book of reflections that sometimes appear in her eyes. And I keep a book of reflections and realize there's nothing
dance. So fast forward a year to 1982, and it's time for Mick to spread his wings as a solo artist. And with the increased control he gets, comes increased complexity and a great deal more experimentation. That said, Mick's bass style remains unmistakable and definitely inescapable. So from his original 1982 solo album called Titles, this one's called Trust Me.
Thank you.
Now, from that same album, Titles, this is Savior, Are You With Me? Okay, you like collaborations? Well, here is one that you're going to love. In 1984, Titan of Goth, one Peter Murphy, pairs up with Mick Karn for a project called Dali's Car. And again, that's Dali's from Salvador Dali. And so with Murphy's voice and Karn's creativity, really good things were bound to happen. And they certainly did. So off that release, here's a song called The Judgment is the Mirror.
Judgment is the mirror. The world confronts us. present is the mirror. The disrespect to feed our pride. The judgment is the mirror. She offers me a light of truth. The danger in the mirror. She offers me a light of truth. The danger in the mirror. I question her around the clock, hanging on her words. The world has stopped.
And let's play another one from the only album release from Dolly's Car, a song called His Box. So after the Dolly's Car collab, Karn continues to get involved in various collaborations and ostensible solo projects. And these ultimately are collected in a release under the name Bestial Cluster. And that's a disc that's released in 1993. And it's a variety of EPs and side projects and collaborations involving Mick Karn. And I definitely invite you to check that one out. But from that collection, this is a song called Sade Made.
Thank you.
So in the interest of time, we won't be playing anything from this album, but there's also an interesting collaboration around this time between Mick Karn and Joan Armatrading on her albums Hearts and Flowers and Square the Circle. These are interesting to me because Karn really dutifully recedes into the background a bit on this and becomes a part player, a collaboration with an artist who herself has a great deal of creative depth. And it's interesting because, again, he's receded into the background, but his sound is very unmistakable. And as another aside, you know, props to Armatrading for her vision, you know, in bringing someone like Mick Karn into the fold. It's interesting because if you look at her career, she has a history of bringing in really interesting, challenging bass players into her albums, including Pino Palladino and Tony Levin of King Crimson fame. So, again, we won't be playing anything from these albums, but I would definitely suggest that you look up Joan Armatrading's albums Hearts and Flowers and Square the Circle to hear Mick Karn in a very different environment. It all comes full circle for Mick Karn and for David Sylvian. On his 1987 solo album called Dreams of Reason Produce Monsters, Karn brings Sylvian back for a couple of tracks, including the one we're going to play, which I think really shows the kind of growth both of these guys made as artists in the decades since they recorded their first album under the name Japan. Here's the collaboration from 1987, Mick Karn, David Sylvian, called When Love Walks In. And to my ears, that's just a great collaboration between two really maturing artists who, though they started together and diverged a little bit as artists, ultimately come together and you just feel that familiarity between them. And I think that's just a fantastic way to end our walk through Mick Karn's career. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed bringing it to you. And we're glad to be back here in this autumnal season. And we look forward to talking again. Until next time, of course, this is Divinyl Intervention.